Mr. Rabbit. This is a picture of Simon Gray, the first amigo and founder of an organization called AboveTopSecret.com. Even though he is British, don't let that fool you. He is as sinister as they come. His real name, codename Area 51, is taken from his belief that the United States government has all kinds of testing going on at a special facility somewhere in the desert. AboveTopSecret.com is based on the concept, deny ignorance. This next picture is of Skeptic Overlord, the second amigo in command in the AboveTopSecret.com organization. His real name, codename The Bishop, was given to him by the organization because of his Bible-banging intimidation factor. Skeptic Overlord was an ordained priest and was part of the Black Claw organization of the Pope until he lost his faith when God didn't let him win his Vegas bet on last year's Super Bowl. This last picture is of Springer, the third amigo of the AboveTopSecret.com organization. His real name, codename Maker's Mark, also goes by the codename of Oprah, and has on occasion been seen in Chicago trying to hustle old women out of their tickets so he can win a new car for the organization. The sad thing about this guy is that he's become close friends with some fucking guy, an old has-been underground disc jockey from Saigon, Vietnam, back in 1971, who spent all his free time listening to rock and roll and banging whores. Your mission, Dave, should you choose to accept it, is become friends with the three amigos, especially Springer. Infiltrate the organization as best you can. Find out how the AboveTopSecret.com organization started, and how each of the other amigos joined and contributed to this worldwide phenomenon that has become the world's number one website for conspiracy theories. Then, when you have them where you want them, spam the shit out of the site in Dave Rabbit's self-promotion before the ATS Gestapo can catch you. As always, should you or any of your fuck you force be captured, the president will disavow any knowledge of your existence. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck, Dave.
Just to prove that I did accept this particular mission, I now have on the line, at one time and together, the three amigos. Hi, Simon. Hi, Springer. And hi, Skeptic Overlord.
Hi, Dave.
Did I get everybody? And the cat and the dog and all the other creatures of the night. Okay, let's get into it, guys, because, you know, this is, to me, a really important interview. And the reason why it is that because I've just now celebrating kind of my one-year anniversary with ATS. And so, you know, when I first got involved with ATS, I was just blown away by it. It was just really something, as I have lovingly began to call it, Disneyland for nuts, because it really is, because there's just... There's everything on there that you could possibly want to know about anything to do with UFOs or conspiracy theories or whatever. And I think people would really find it interesting, as I did when Springer told me several months ago kind of how the thing came about, to see really how it came about so people could click on it on the site and know that what they're experiencing right now today is a collaboration effort of three individuals, starting with Simon, then involving Skeptic Overlord, and then involving Springer. So, Simon, I want you to start with the thing. I mean, how old are you right now, Simon?
I'm 25.
Okay, youngest you're 25 right now.
Yeah, I am.
You're 25 right now. Okay. So what age were you when you started screwing around on the Internet? I mean, I don't mean you know, downloading porn and stuff.
When Dave Velvet says screwing around, it has a certain meaning.
Love. You know what I mean.
Well, let's see. I guess I was probably, take it back on 11 years, probably 14 or 15, I think, was when I first started going on the internet. It's probably about the exact same time I started going on the internet was about the pretty much the same time when I started making web pages. And that was in the very beginning of what ATS was soon to become. Now,
so, but the first site wasn't about conspiracies and stuff, was it?
Actually, it was back in. I tried to do some research, but it was so long ago. But it was around 1996. I'm not too sure when in that year, but it was around then that I created what was going to become AboveTopSecret.com.
What was it called? Do you remember?
Funnily enough, it was called the Area 51 Research Center. Now, I kept that title for a few months because the title didn't necessarily show what the website's contents were. It wasn't just Area 51. So I kept that title for a couple of months, and then I moved it on to Above Top Secret. And basically, after a little while, I learned what a domain name was, and I was like, shit, I better get on the bandwagon. So I bought AboveTopSecret.com.
Okay, but how did you come up with the name Above Top Secret?
Basically, I first started hearing about Area 51. I think it was on one of these sort of conspiracy theory TV shows long, long time ago. But when I started researching about all these sort of top secret projects that the government was carrying on, and, you know, all the sort of really advanced stuff which was possibly out there, I came across the phrase Above Top Secret, and I was like, hey, that sounds kind of cool. So it was as simple as that, and it's caught on, and now it's one of the most recognized conspiracy theory websites on the net.
Well, you know, I tell you, what's really amazing about this is how everything seems to happen for a reason, if you will. I mean, here you are, 14 or 15 years old, you're sitting there, you know, on the internet, you start getting involved. I guess you actually become interested in the ufology, do you not?
Yeah, I mean, what started was an interest in Area 51. I mean, you can take that subject and you can look at it straight down the line and say this is a place which tests new aerospace projects, new aircraft. But then you get into all this really weird stuff about, hey, maybe they're actually testing UFOs here. Maybe this facility doesn't just test United States aircraft, it tests recovered alien spaceships.
Exactly.
Now, and that's where it just takes a complete branch, and you get into a whole new subject. You go from secret aerospace projects, you jump over into UFOs, and then that's where it brings in aliens and worldwide cover-ups and conspiracies. You can go absolutely anywhere from there, and that's pretty much how it all began.
Okay, so it basically started out as a kind of an enhanced version of your Area 51 original site.
Yep.
And moved on to the Above Top Secret. Okay, now you're Above Top Secret.
Okay.
And this has got to be, what, 97
now? It was 97. It was in March 1997 when the domain name was purchased. And I think it was about a couple months after that actually sort of laid the foundations and created the initial sort of static pages that were going to just accumulate and grow and become the ATS website.
Okay, well, now, you know, I used to be a forum manager for this game site called Small Rockets, and it was founded by a British owner. So I was Above Top Secret originally an all-British gig.
Funnily enough, I was
bloody
actually...
hell.
just to
wait your turn.
Just to confuse things even more, I first got interested in the internet when I was living over in the United States. I was in my freshman or whichever the hell your first year of high school is called over there, and
freshman.
Yep, it was my dad who just sort of put the internet in front of me. He's a computer geek, I guess you could say, like myself. And that's where I got interested in it. But it wasn't until I actually moved back to the UK that, I mean, it was only a year later, but that's when the domain came into my possession. And that's when I started to ramp it up and it took off. So initially it was run all by myself, so yeah, you could say it was one Brit running the whole show. And once we got the discussion board up, which is what ATS now is pretty much primarily based around, Right. That's when I started meeting a whole load of similar people like myself on the board, and that's where I met my partners and all the moderator staff as well.
And then that's where the kind of the international flair to it.
Yeah, that's where it took off, and we started to become a community.
Okay, now speaking of partners, the very next person that becomes the second amigo is Skeptic Overlord. So do you remember how you and Skeptic met? Skeptic, jump in here too.
I bet you Skeptic could probably tell you better than I did. I'm going to take the assumption, because it was so long ago, that Hughes probably came across as a smarter guy than me on the boards, and I thought, shit, I better take this guy on, because he knows this stuff well.
And not make me look so bad.
Yeah, basically.
All right, Skeptic, tell your memory. Let's jog your memory a bit, Skeptic. Okay, so do you remember how you guys hooked up to become the second amigo?
No.
You're worthless. You're absolutely worthless.
We're talking 7 or 8 years here. I mean, that's a whole time.
Yeah, it was an evolution, really. I think,
It's got to be 99, 2000.
While Simon's talking, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to answer this. I think it was, I was involved in the first discussion board. That was the easy board. That was the free discussion board that Simon had. I think I had a couple names back then. And I think the name I used was a Monty Python takeoff, African Swallow.
As opposed to spam a lot.
That's perfect. Well, it wasn't the fully laden African Swallow. But I had a few names on a few different boards back then. This was before 9/11. And then Simon moved over to the Icon board. And I don't remember if I registered for the Icon board or if I was just constantly lurking.
You were probably lurking.
I constantly lurk. I'm a lurkful guy.
The Icon board wasn't around for very long either. What was supposedly going to be a good clean install of this board turned out to be a pile of
crap.
What
was an Icon board? Everybody just had their picture up there.
It's a disaster waiting to happen. it's a discussion board software based on Perl and CGI scripts that was just horrendous, and it's a good thing it blew up. I think that was the best thing that ever happened to ATS, other than Simon starting it. His Icon board just going for shit.
Their lawyers will be contacting us shortly.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's 1-800 Skeptic Overlord.
1-800 Icon sucks.
And then 9/11 happened, and I think I registered as there here that day, wanting to jump back into it because I was active on a couple other areas with people who were speculating that a false flag thing was about to happen, and this was maybe July, August of 2001, and then it was time to get back into active posting because I was active for quite a bit. I've been online and on BBS systems since mid-80s and CompuServe and a whole bunch of other crap that people would just probably turn us off as soon as I started talking about that old shit. And then it just sort of developed. I became active. A moderator sort of hoodwinked me into becoming a moderator of the religion, conspiracies and religion forum. And that was a joke at the time because I'm an atheist, you know. And let's get this asshole to moderate this forum. It should be a blast. Everybody watch. Yeah. I'm sure everybody was laughing. Hey, watch this.
I love it. Run by an atheist. I love that.
Yeah,
That's great.
It was a blast.
Only on AboveTopSecret.com, folks, because have an atheist running a religious conspiracy website.
It's all part of our special flair.
Yes, it is.
And
at that stage, I'm going to do a sidebar. Okay, so yeah. Skeptic, at that stage, you know, you said you had come up with the names. So how did you, I asked Simon. Simon is a no-brainer. My name is Simon. I think my ATS name is going to be Simon. Boy, you Brits got a lot of flair over there. So tell me how Skeptic Overlord came about, the name. Where'd you pull it out from? Obviously, it wasn't Monty Python.
It just sounds cool, doesn't it?
I love it. I mean, it sounds real threatening. I remember when I joined like a year ago and started thinking I could just spam the site. And all the ATS Gestapo started coming on top of me and everything.
Don't you dare spam.
Yeah. And then I saw something from Skeptic Overlord and had this little omnibus little artwork. Well, of course, you know the big joke about how long it took me to get my my artwork up. You know, I went through like 300,000 points, and that was all because of Springer having mercy on me. He kept saying, "It's not that hard, Dave." I said, "Well, obviously it is. I've used 300,000 points, you know."
Springer was helping you. That was the first problem.
Yeah. No, yeah, Dave doesn't read. That's the fucking problem.
Yeah. I don't read. You know, I have a problem with that. You know, now, I mean, I might look at a video, but I don't read. So Skeptic Overlord is just something you didn't see anywhere. You just said, oh, that sounds neat, and I'll just take that, right?
Yeah, and I thought it was a neat twist on people's brains, you know, sort of fuck with their head.
Well, it does.
Yeah, I am a skeptic, but I also believe in a lot of conspiracy theories, and so I'm really skeptical of everything. So, Skeptical Overlord, skeptical of everything. It seems to make sense.
Okay, well, before we bring the spring in, Simon, were you a big reader when you were growing up?
Reader of normal books or the paranoid sort of stuff I cover now?
Well, now, normal books could be porn or whatever, so I mean...
Yeah, I was a pretty big reader, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because I hate to read, you know, and I mean, I don't make any bones about it, you know, I mean, Cliff Notes, you know, I could have been partner with Cliff Notes throughout school. But so you were a really big, intense reader. You really study up on all this stuff. And that really, wasn't that kind of the catalyst that really got you, you wanted to get your teeth into it, really, on the internet?
Yeah, definitely.
To a degree?
Yeah, I mean, in the early days of the internet was, it was pretty sparse. There wasn't much you could do. It was all just information being constantly thrown on there. Nothing really... you know, predefined, nothing laid out nicely as it is now. And, you know, you can sit in front of a book, you can read it for a half an hour a day, a few hours a day, you can take the information in, but it's not like you can discuss it with someone right next to you or in the family if they don't have the same interests as you. But that's where the internet comes into play. It's brilliant because you can get online. In my case, you create a website and you get people from all over the world coming to discuss exactly the same kind of thing that you want, especially when it comes to discussion forums. Create a thread exactly. About anything you can think of, and there's guaranteed to be at least a few other people out there who want to get, you know, involved and debate about it, collaborate, discuss it, you know, exactly. Promote it. You can do whatever you want. It's brilliant.
Skeptic, how about you? Were you a big reader when you were growing up as a kid?
Oh, massive. I probably read everything written by Robert Heinlein and Isaac Asimov, Arthur C. Clarke. Really heavy into science fiction, especially really science-heavy, speculative science fiction. I would go through about a book a week. Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
Well, you know how many books I've gone through in 36 years? One. And that was only because I had big letters. All right, so here we go. We have the first two amigos in place now at this stage, and this is right after, you say it's right after 2001 that you became a partner with Simon?
Well, yeah, to fill in some of the blanks. Then in 2003 is when Simon and I decided to see if this could become something potentially pretty big, and we started dedicated hosting, and I think we're now on our fifth cluster of servers since that started in 2003. We just kept growing so much. We needed more and more servers to throw in the mix. And we're very close to the point where we need to go on to edition 6 of our server setup. So in about, what is it, about 4 years it makes, it close to 4 years, we've grown. I was just looking at some of the old threads, and I looked back at a day right after our first dedicated servers when we had a thread when we were celebrating getting 1,200 visitors in 2 days.
Wow.
Wow. Big numbers.
we do better than that an hour at this point.
Oh, yep. Man.
And we huge. Thought that was, thought that was kick-ass.
So this is then. So well, this is 2003 now, right, that you guys partner up, right?
Right. That was 2000, yep, right. April 2003 is when it officially started.
Okay. So at this stage now, it's the two of you, and you guys are really starting to build it and everything, because I didn't really get involved in it until 2006. So it's really going gangbusters even in 2003 then, right?
Well, it's just getting started, and I think Simon will probably remember that I very nearly and probably actually even outright quit a couple times in those first 6 months because as we were growing, it was, as you can imagine, we were in a number of growing pains. We had a lot of disgruntled members who thought they were hackers giving us a hard time. And it financially was just not worth it. And literally, the day after I said, I don't know, I think I've had enough, we were approved for the Google ads to appear on the website. And we finally had a revenue source. And that's sort of the second big event that enabled ATS to keep growing.
In other words, it changes from a passion to something that you could actually try to make a small living out of at the time.
It changed from a hand in my wallet
to a nearly self-supporting thing.
Right.
Oh, wow. So that was really what really kept you from just saying, "Hey, Simon, fuck you, I'm out of here." Is that you got that Google became. God, see now, isn't it amazing? Google saves ATS.
Essentially, yeah.
Yep. I mean, that's amazing.
That's a little known story, yes.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to archive that into the little known ATS fact book that Google saved ATS at
and
one
then
time. Actually, didn't
the next it. Save after that was the NSA when they offered all their programmers for us to really upgrade ATS.
NSA, in case some of us don't know NSA. What the fuck is NSA? NSA, National Security Administration? What is that?
It's a joke.
Huh?
It's for all the paranoids out there.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, I got it now. All the fucking guys out there that think that
that joke was at 20,000 feet, wasn't it?
Oh, CIA, yeah. Yeah, I keep forgetting, you know, about all the fucking loons that sit there and think that it's a government, that the government, that Bush is actually pushing the buttons for ATS or some shit like that. Yeah. Jesus Christ, give me a fucking break, man. That fucking guy can't even run the country, much less ATS. Okay.
Maybe it's
okay,
because he doesn't read.
Hey, listen, if that's the case, I can be fucking president. Okay, two amigos in place now, 2003-ish. So what makes you guys think that you even want to put somebody with the fucking caliber of Springer on as a third amigo?
Well, he didn't come to me. He went straight to Skeptical Overlord, I think, in the first place, wasn't it?
Oh, that's right. Loop out the fucking Brit.
Yeah, just bypass me altogether. I didn't know anything about this.
Suddenly there's this guy with a motorcycle avatar running around.
It's like I come on one day and all of a sudden there's a fucking third person running. So I was like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah, Simon gets this email. By the way, yeah. Springer. Yeah, he goes, who the fuck is Springer? Is he British?
No, that was the genuine second save of ATS because.
Oh shit! Damn, it's getting thick in here. But seriously, all right. So what is the concept that brings Springer?
Well, actually,
in, which obviously was a good bring because obviously he's really smart.
I can do a bit of a setup because Springer just mentioned the second save. We were on our way to really starting to get big. We had lots of traffic. I had hired a security firm to install a new firewall on our servers. Somebody hacked into the security firm's logs, got their passwords for all their clients, and started fucking with all their clients' websites.
Oh, man.
So, and if you do a search, there's actually some links out there. You can see where they're talking about hacking ATS and exchanging our passwords. No. And we had been severely infiltrated by, I think, three hackers that were starting to mess around with the server. And we needed to quickly expend quite a bit of money to get everything rebuilt and relaunched.
And so that's when you... But that still doesn't tell me how the Springer, you know, got involved. I mean, I understand the reasoning why you thought so, but did Springer get involved because he had some money to invest?
No, we had pictures of him and a donkey.
I still have pictures of him and a donkey, but that doesn't tell me how Springer became the third amigo. You know, Simon didn't give a shit. So how did he get involved as a third amigo, Skeptic?
Here's what happened. I found Above Top Secret in, I think it was June of 2003 or May of 2003, and I fell in love with the place for the same reasons everybody else does. And I think it was like November or December that this big hack came down. And the bottom line was that you know, it was a pretty big expense, and Skeptic Overlord was at kind of at that juncture again where, man, the hand's back in my wallet, and this is brutal. So, you know, the word kind of got out, and I just simply U2U'd him, and I said, hey, man, this is worth saving. I'm willing to pony up the bucks. And he came back, and he's like, dude, we're talking about some, you know, we're not talking about $25 here. I was like, well, whatever. So I just hit the PayPal account. He told me how much. I put the money in. And in my mind, AboveTopSecret.com just needed to exist. And,
right.
And from there, the three of us, and it's true, Simon really didn't know. It was kind of a rapid shot deal because I think I took off to Aruba the next day or something.
But, so you had a secret meeting at the NSA to talk about your new investment.
Yeah, that was it. But, I mean, and then at that point, Skeptic Overlord and I kind of built this relationship, and we found out there were a couple guys in our 40s. We were both executives, vice president level type guys, and we both had this passion. And then I started to get to know Simon and realized, wow, man, this guy, for a young guy, this guy squared away. So at that point, it just really, the rest is kind of history. I mean, we kind of put our heads together and tried a lot of stuff that kicked us in the ass, and we came up with some stuff that really seemed to work.
And, you know, I have to jump in here and just simply say that, you know, although I only got exposed to it in 2006, I mean, even back in 2006, it just really literally blew me away, just all the different things, all the different thread. It's like going into one of those buffet delicatessen kind of things, and you see 10,000 fucking desserts there, and you're trying to decide which one of them fucking desserts you want, because you know they're all going to not fill you up, but make you want more. And see, that's how I equate ATS. I don't think people can go there and just go, well, this is kind of cute, and exit out and not have it fucking haunt them, you know? The first time I went there, and of course, you guys know the story. There's a guy by Jeremiah Johnson or Jeremiah fucking something, you know. And when I was Googling, and that's why the Googling thing's so important in the ATS story, because when I Googled myself, and I've never Googled myself before. I've done a lot of things to myself, but Googling was not one of them.
How'd that feel?
It was great, you know, especially at the end. In fact, I think they get that thing where you put a bag over your head and when you're Googling, and if you know, right towards the end of the Googling, it really enhances the Googling experience. Ooh. I don't know. I've just been told that.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, I come across this thing that says Above Top Secret on the Google list. You know, I'm going, what the fuck is Above Top Secret? You know, I'm thinking, you know, it's going to be like a Washington, D.C. kind of thing. You know, I don't know. So I click onto this thing, and I read this guy's article talking, and he's telling me, he's created this thread, who is Dave Rabbit? Is he a conspiracy of the government and all this bullshit? And I'm going, what the fuck is this? I was laughing my ass off. I thought, damn, I've been gone 35 years at the time, and this fucking guy thinks I was created by the CIA or some, you know, bullshit. And I said, you fucking nut, you know, and that's where this Disneyland for Nuts came. And you know, I said, this guy's a fucking nut. So I, you know, clicked it off, and it went on, you know, to the ones that were really, you know, admiring me and shit. And I went to bed that night, and I thought, you know, God, that is just kind of a weird fucking thing. And so I went back to it the next day, and this time I actually clicked on something else other than that article. I clicked on, I think, home button, and actually saw that there was more things on there than just this one little article about me. And then that's when I really got blown away, was the day after. I mean, you know, it was really like, I mean, it was like a smorgasbord of items that you could just sit there and spend days upon days upon days. And you guys know how much I love to read. I mean, it was my fucking site, you know? I mean, I could sit there and read my ass off. And I went and found the things that I really was interested in. And believe it or not, it's really chronologically the first time I really did some serious reading. And the very first thing I went to was UFOs, because I have seen aliens. I'm talking to three of them, but I have physically seen aliens. You know, I was just blown away by it. So here's what I want to do. You guys have been exposed to the site and the threads, and I mean, I've seen you guys get involved in all kinds of pounce on, and you've been pounced on and hacked and smacked and every fucking thing in the world. You guys have been abused big time. So what I want to do now is I want you to tell me your favorite thread and why that's on Above Top Secret? I know what the fuck the answer is going to be, but just tell me just so we have it on, you know, have it chronologized here.
Christ, my favorite thread.
I don't mean your article. I mean, you know.
You're purposely trying to catch me off guard here.
Well, shit, what are you doing over there?
I'll tell you
what. Get out of the fucking refrigerator and get in the conversation here.
I'll tell you what, I don't actually have one favorite thread. I know Skeptic and Springer probably do, but I have a favorite forum, and that is the Era 51 forum.
Is that where you hang out?
That's where I hang out. Yeah, that's where it started, and that's still my primary interest. It's for me, it's too hard to pick a favorite thread because there's so much great information out there. There's so many different threads that cover so many different aspects of one subject that you get contributions from different people who in some cases are experts in their field. I mean, I know in the Area 51 forum we have government scientists at some, you know, big letter agencies. We have pilots. We have people high up in the ranks in the Air Force and the Navy. And these people come in and they give so much information. You can get someone who comes in and says, what the hell is Area 51? Is it true there are aliens there? And these people will give some, you know, corroborative information that can be backed up. And, you know, it can be anything from where the hell is this building out in the middle of the desert? They'll give a Google satellite address, or they'll say, you know, what is this airplane? I saw it flying over my house in Nevada. And within, you know, a space of what could be minutes or even hours, you'll be, you know, inundated with some information that tells you exactly what you want.
So in other words, the forum is definitely the Area 51 forum. Okay, so instead of just, let me rephrase it. Instead of a favorite thread, I mean, there's so many threads there because I've been there. You know, what are some of the favorite topics, just a couple maybe that come to mind?
Favorite topics. Well, apart from the Area 51 threads, we've got Springer's, you know, Chicago UFO is just the headlining everything at the moment. That's a brilliant one. We've also had a couple in the past where we've had some big projects about hypersonic spy planes, and we've had things about color variations in images of Mars. Research projects on our website about things such as the super volcano in Yellowstone National Park. I mean, it goes on and on and on. There's so many brilliant threads out there. You just have to type in a few keywords, and it's like, bam, our search will bring up exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, and really, Area 51 really has been something that people have talked about for years. Okay, Skeptic Overlord now. Tell me what your favorite forum is and maybe a couple of hot topics that you enjoy overseeing in those.
9/11.
They're all crazy, you know.
9/11.
No, it's not. Well, okay, sure. 9/11. I think, 9/11. My favorite... Shut the fuck up, Springer. Shut the fuck up, Danny.
9/11.
a 757 hit the Pentagon thread in the 9/11 forum. Not so much because it's a 9/11 topic or even because it's a particularly good topic, but it's a really long thread. I mean, it's got more than a million views, and I don't know how many replies, but it's one of our most replied threads ever. And it started, I think the thread started back in 2003, and it's still getting replies today. And Kat Herter started the thread with a pretty good article going through the available photographic evidence online that shows that, yes, indeed, a 757 did, you know, slam into the side of the Pentagon.
Right.
And then it was followed up by, you know, all the no-planers who believed that side of the theory. And this thread essentially started soon before that whole 9/11 truth movement fiasco began cranking up. So that one thread is just an excellent timeline of discussion and history and this whole nastiness that is the 9/11 conspiracy theory. Every single part of that can be viewed in the one thread as you go through it. You can see the really wackos talking about just some crazy, crazy theories and the incredible skeptics who appear to be literally, just by the manner of their posting, appear to be... I hate to say it, but just the manner of posting is they appear to be plants sent here by the official story to viciously debunk. And then you have everything else in between. You have people on the fence. You have people slightly on one side of the fence or slightly on the other side of the fence. It's just an incredible discussion all the way through that is still happening today. I think in one thread you get a really good look at all of the good, all of the bad, all of the mediocre that happens on ATS, and also all of the well, way above excellent stuff that some members have researched and posted. It's just an incredible collaboration, and that's why it's my favorite, is the interaction that we have. And one of the things I've always pushed on ATS is that we are not a community of the people that think the same, that are glad-handing and slapping each other on the butt for how happy we are. We all think the same. We want people who disagree with us to come here and argue with us and challenge us to think. And that thread has all of that. It has, and that's why I like it, because it's a back and forth of people who disagree, yet they're still attacking one subject.
Okay, Springer, first off, how did you pick your name?
Oh, well, that's easy. Harley Davidson Springers are my favorite motorcycles. And my original avatar that had the Harley Davidson on it was actually my Harley Davidson. So, I mean, a lot of people think Jerry Springer. Man, that pisses me off. I can't blame him.
I hadn't heard that one, but that's funnier than shit.
Yeah.
Listen, if the other amigos and your fucking batch of attorneys and the Gestapo will ever let you do another Springer's Rung, then, you know, I'll change it from Get Smart to the Jerry Springer theme.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Wouldn't that be funny? Okay, what's your favorite forum?
Well, without question, UFOs and aliens. And my favorite thread has just recently happened, actually, and it's the UFO over O'Hare. I mean, that whole incident is just incredible to me. As a matter of fact, as most people know, I just got back from Chicago 3:30 Saturday morning. I'll have you know. Fucking weather. And speaking of Area 51, too, real briefly, part of the documentary that Discovery Channel filmed me for was about Area 51. So I'm with Simon, and that is a huge... I really pored over it for about 6 hours in the hotel room before the interview. Area 51 is still a raging debate. You know, reverse engineering, all kinds of crap. But my favorite thread, without a doubt, is UFO over O'Hare. And mostly because we actually had people coming forward that were at the airport, saw the thing, and John Hilkovich, the Tribune reporter, actually, you know, sent the pictures that have been posted on that thread to the United Airlines witnesses. You know, it's still going, and it's got over 1 million views, and I don't know how many replies, but that thread, I think, also spurred the latest deal that happened yesterday. We had a guy in L.A. shooting video out of his apartment window and caught this crazy-looking thing in the sky, and he put it up on ATS, on Above Top Secret. And I really think that as time goes forward and our site gets more traffic, gets bigger, gets more well-known, which is certainly in the cards, that it hopefully will become the place people want to go who have genuine... you know, experiences. The hoaxers find out pretty quick that their ass is grass on ATS. I mean, our members are way too smart, and they bust them out.
I just want to jump in before we lose the O'Hare topic. Don't forget the one big thing about the O'Hare thread is we have what may very well be the only publicly released photo.
Okay, now I got you know Springer and I did this loony thing. You know, kind of. I mean, I called him up on the cell phone, and he's just telling me the stuff, and I said, "Well, shit, let's put it up." And so that's when he gives me the fucking phone number for the Swiss hotel, which became a nightmare. Oh, that was the edited version. That was the edited version I put up.
I feel your pain. You know? I tried calling them too. It was
fuckers had me on the. I was on hold for 15 fucking minutes. I sang 19 variations of Tiptoe Through the Tulips. You know, that first time. So I cut all that shit out. But how did, you know, and I'm sure you and Skeptic and Simon probably are going to do a debrief, so I don't really want to go into the details of the interview. How long did the interview take?
I was in front of that god-awful camera in those horrid lights for about 3.5 hours, banging
Jesus
4 hours.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And it was
constant. And we only had three questions, too, which...
yeah. What's your name?
Yeah.
Where are you from in the Indian country?
I had 2 pages and 27 different topics to cover, or questions to cover on 4 different topics. It was
okay. Now here's something interesting I want to talk about just for a second. There's no question in my mind because Springer's told me some things. There's no question in my mind that it's not just, as I lovingly say, it's not just the fucking nuts that go to above top secret. I mean, there is no question in my mind that there are CIA fuckers going in there, that there are FBI fuckers going in there, that there's Secret Service going in there, that there's producers and directors of movies and television and books and whatever, because it is a vast array of knowledge, whether one believes or not believes. What I'm interested to find out is, you have to believe. I mean, I believe it, but I mean, you as the Three Amigos, do you believe that people intentionally from whatever organization and for whatever motives put people into the site as members just to kind of counter something that really may be true and they're trying to throw some water on the flames?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Probably. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Actually, I have a theory that a lot of people believe in, too, is I think a lot of the really crazy conspiracy theories, especially in the realm of 9/11, have been created by those types of people to deflect attention from maybe more mundane conspiracy theories, but possibly more accurate conspiracy theories.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, one of the thoughts is, you know, if you make a group out to be nothing but a bunch of lunatics in the eyes of the public, the general public at large, then nobody will pay any attention to them. When that's a good thing if they're getting close to home and maybe finding out something you don't want found out.
Exactly.
So ufology has gone through, has suffered that from the
disease. Yeah. And I think all of them to a degree have been, you know, I've seen things to where people would go, you know, well, you know. But, you know, one thing I really admire, and I make fun of them all the time, and that's the ATS Gestapo. Then why are y'all laughing? You know I love those fucking guys and gals, you know? I mean, I love them. They're, you know, they're there. They have a shitty job to do, keep Dave Rabbit in line, and, you know, and I mean, they work for, you know, pittance, and, you know, they do a good job. But seriously, If you don't have the Gestapo guys and gals on ATS, you've got some serious problems, right?
Yeah, I mean, the mods are really great people. We have a large group. It must be, I think it's about 45 now, if I remember the number correctly. But it's going to jump up soon, I think, again. But these are people who, from all over the world, who love ATS with a passion, and they all have their favorite forms. But they've been kind enough to come forth and step up as moderators to help keep civility on the forums, you know, make sure everything's running smoothly, weed out all the trolls and the flaming and the, you know, Dave Rabbits bursting in and spamming the forums. But, you know, they really are awesome people, and sometimes they do take some shit, but, you know, brush it off, and they have a great time too.
But you know what I really like, Simon, is the fact that regardless of personal relationships that the Three Amigos may have with people or whatever, they never cross the line on what the rules are. And I've got to use myself as a prime fucking example. You know, I got into it one day with one of the Gestapo guys, and, you know, I said, well, by God, Springer's my fucking friend. I'll show your fucking ass. And, of course, then I U2U Springer, you know, and he goes, Dave, I'm sorry. I have to agree with, you know, crotch rot that, you know, you just can't fucking do that on the site. Yeah, and I'm thinking, right. Well, goddamn, you know, I've got the fucking, you know, one of the Three Amigos is my bud. You know, we talk every fucking day, and I can't get, you know, and that just goes to show that nobody is treated differently on Above Top Secret. So all you fuckers out there that are sitting there going, well, it's because he's Springer's friend. Fuck you. Because if I had that kind of relationship and Skeptic Overlord and Simon and Springer allowed me to do all the shit I was going to do, there would be 24/7 fucking Dave Rabbit on the fucking homepage, brother. So, you know, you guys with all that bullshit about, yeah, he's their friend. Fuck you. That's not it. They have a set of rules that they abide by, and that's it. Now, I mean, that's it. And I'm using me as the scapegoat because, as I said in the Springer interview the other day, you know, when I said on behalf of the above top secret membership, and I said except for the 60% that say Dave Rabbit doesn't speak for us, and, you know, those fuckers know who they are. But, you know, at least now, the fact that they know that I'm friends with you guys, I don't get near the fucking slamming.
I get it.
That I did at the beginning. Oh, you fucking idiot. You know, blah, blah, blah. You know? I mean, fortunately, you know, the people that really hate me, I mean, they hate me with, they still hate me, but they sit there and go, it lacks some creativity, or they'll say something, you know. I mean, that's about as far as the negativity goes instead of just the fuck you, Dave Rabbit kind of thing. So that's pretty good. Well, listen, you know, I mean, the fact that we've gotten all three of the amigos together, you know, and in one time, and learned, to me, I think, a tremendous amount about Above Top Secret. I kind of, as I said, I kind of knew from what Springer said, but Simon, you've just given me some just tremendous information, and I think people are really going to enjoy listening to this. Of course, we're going to have to put a disclaimer on it because I'm not going to edit out all the fucks in there. But you know,
you talk.
People that don't mind the F-bomb are going to really have a good time with it. But, you know, really, when I stop and think about the ability to have the three of you at one time on air, it's just awesome for me because a year ago, you know, I'm looking at the three of you and in awe, and I really did because
we had him fooled.
Hey, I don't mean it in an ungodly sense, but I mean, you know, I mean, I looked at you guys in awe because I thought, you know, God, it really took some brains to put this together. But now I know you fucking guys, you know, it didn't take any brains to put this fucker together. You know, I mean, you have a little internet experience, and you know, you buy you a fucking domain name, you get your 45 people that want to slam Dave Rabbit, and I mean, you got your fucking site.
10 NSA programmers later, and we're set to go.
In about 19 different servers that's gone out because all the fucking hackers. But seriously, you guys have just been a real joy to talk with. And it's been just my pleasure. And yeah, even Springer. And, you know, to quote a famous U.S. president, and you guys will know what all this bullshit means when you hear the intro and the exit. But to quote a famous U.S. president, I have to say just one thing before I tell each of you goodbye, and that is mission accomplished.
Oh, no!
Gee, George, you don't mind me borrowing that phrase, do you? We're still in fucking Iraq, you dumb shit, you motherfucker. Anyway, Simon, thank you so much for letting me, you know, have one of the three amigos from the Brit side to keep us grounded here. And Skeptic Overlord, thank you for your generosity over the year in helping get me on the path of righteousness. And Springer, there's no question in my mind that you know, if a man can love another man, it's not you.
Why am I always catching the shit?
I'm just fucking with you. You know, we're going to talk anyway on the cell phone later, so it doesn't really matter. So on behalf of the three amigos, I want to thank all of our listeners at Above Top Secret, at Podomatic, and all over the world that's going to hear the three amigos live from wherever the fuck they live in the world. So anyway, guys, I know you guys got a full day, and I've got a buttload of editing to do, especially when we drop Springer to figure out where I can cut it back into it. But anyway, I really appreciate the time. It's going to be awesome. And hey, whoever is in control of putting the fucker up there on the homepage, how about leaving it up for more than 24 fucking hours? You know, we had 600 goddamn hits, you know, and I'm going, goddamn, if it's up there all weekend, it could be over 1,000. And I go on there Sunday, and one of you fuckers have taken it down.
That would be me.
Bill.
Well, that figures. Well, how about on this one? Leave it up, you know, at least 2 days so we can get some fucking traffic.
Well, it was still up on the. I think it's still up on the homepage.
No, it's not. No, it was killed. It was killed the next day.
Nah.
Yeah.
One of you fucking amigos did it. I know.
Everybody, it's up to the flags. It's the flags. That's why it's flags.
Flags, my ass. You know, that's another thing I've learned. That's another thing I've learned to do. Every fucking thing I put up now, the first line is not going to be about what the podcast is about. No, fuck that. It's going to say, please flag this fucking topic. Because the membership ain't...
That's right. You got all flagged.
The membership doesn't fucking understand this. I'm telling you, they don't. 700 goddamn hits, 7 flags. Now, what the fuck is that about? They don't understand it.
Dude, you bitch about somebody fucking $100 bills.
They go right to the fucking article. They never see the flag. Hell, you know, I have to flag myself.
I think it's only... I think you can only do that once.
No, I do it every fucking time.
Yeah, I think so.
But leave it in there because, I mean, you know, I mean, I need to get some fucking hits.
He can flag shit as much as he wants.
Oh, fucking work for me. You know, I'll get that fucking U2U that says, I can't do it, Dave. You know, it would violate the POS or DOC or whatever the fuck code that is that you guys use for the terms of service, TOS. It violates the TOS. All right, guys, listen, a great interview. It's going to be lots of fun. The intro and the exit is going to be really, really hilarious. And if we can keep it up for more than a fucking hour on the homepage, maybe we can let some people listen to how clever you fucking guys really are and how great a site this really is. And it's because of you three fucking guys. There's no question in my mind. And I'm proud to call all of you my friend. And I want to be able to draw on that somewhere down the line when one of those fucking Gestapo guys is giving me shit about something. Well, listen, Simon told me on the interview that he was my friend. Fuck Simon. We don't care about Simon. He's a fucking Brit.
No, we're going to hear that Simon called the moderators Gestapo.
Oh, I love that part. We may want to leave that in there just for leverage. All right. Well, you guys have a great one.
And on Friday, I stood up and said, I don't appreciate the speculation about Don Rumsfeld. He's doing a fine job. I strongly support him.
But what do you say to critics who believe that you're ignoring the advice of retired generals, military commanders, who say that there needs to be a change?
Corporation profits, bloody oil money. I'm above the law and I'll decide what's right or wrong. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo, ca-choo, Baghdad City. Policemen sitting pretty little targets in a row. See how they die when shrapnel flies. See mothers cry. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. Yeah, look at uranium. Imaginary WMDs. They classify them facts, exposing secret agents, taxes that's for the wealthy, leaving all the poor behind. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo, ca-choo.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Sitting in a White House garden, talking to the Lord. But my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo, ca-choo, cuckoo, ca-choo.
We've got different reputations. It's the establishment of all voices. The rights of final decision. And Don Rumsfeld is doing a fine job. He's not only transforming the military, he's fighting a war on terror. He helped us fight a war on terror. I hear the voices, and I read the front page, and I know the speculation, but I'm the decider, and I decide what is best and what's best.